I'm on the phone with Ed Clark, one of my BFFs. He is the president and general manager of Atlanta Motor Speedway. And boy, you got a big weekend coming up just a couple weekends from now.
Well, Katie, we do. You know, we kick the NASCAR season off. This is the time of year that everybody's so excited to get the new season going. We kick off at Daytona with the Daytona 500 this Sunday. And then the NASCAR caravan loads up and rolls into Atlanta Motor Speedway the following weekend for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500.
Lots happening. So this goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course, when you're thinking about buying tickets to see some of the excitement going on. So let's start with qualifying day on Friday, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Tell us a little bit about Friday qualifying.
Well, we'll have practice throughout the afternoon, and then at 5:45 p.m., we do Aspen Dental qualifying day. It's a little different format than what NASCAR's historically done. Everybody goes on the track and records their best time. Then about half the field, the lower half peels off. The rest advance to a second round, and then we get down to a third round to determine the top starters for the race. A little bit unique. Makes it pretty exciting when to go and how many laps to run and how do you save tires. You go use tires up. It adds a little bit of strategy to qualifying, something we haven't done in the past. And then we move into Saturday. We've got practice sessions all morning for all three divisions. We do qualifying for the Xfinity Series and then the Camping World Truck Series behind that. At 2 o'clock, we run the Rinnai 250 Xfinity Series race and come right behind it with the Active Pest Control 200 for the Camping World Truck Series guys. Really excited because Chase Elliott is going to step down from the Monster Energy Series and run that truck race on Saturday afternoon, and the local fans who follow Chase and all he's doing, be excited to get two chances to see him over the weekend. Of course, we conclude it Sunday. About 2:30, we'll start the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 for the Monster Energy Cup guys. And a full weekend, lots of laps on the track, but equally as important, a lot of activities in and around the speedway for those coming down for the weekend.
So much going on. Tell me about kids. You know, I was noticing prices for kids are incredible. What is going on, especially for kids?
Well, it's a great time to be a kid and great time to be a family coming out to see what NASCAR racing is all about. On both Friday and Saturday, ages 17 and under are absolutely free with a paid adult, and $10 tickets for kids on Sunday. Can't beat that. We've even got a $19 student price, so if you're older than that, Katie, if you're a college student, you can get in Sunday for only $19 with a student ID.
Wow.
Really good value. Lots of families out. I see lots of single mothers with a couple of boys with them. It's really something we're proud to be able to do. It brings new, younger people to the track and creates fans of the future. And it's great to see the families here enjoying this. It really is a family event. Pretty exciting, too. All the sounds, the sights, the smells, all everything that goes along with it. It's truly a sensory experience. And we enjoy seeing families. Families here doing this together.
I'll tell you, and it's just such a great community of people that are at the track, too. It's just, I've been going there for many years now, and I just love seeing the folks that work with you and the media folks. It's just a very exciting time.
It's something that people anticipate and look forward to. You don't probably decide a day before and come down to the race. You make your plans in advance. You get your food together, your group together, get your tickets, plan out all the activities you're going to take in, because there's a lot to do other than just watching the racing.
That's right.
And their fan zone and other things like that. So it is something people anticipate. We have people from all walks of life. We have people from all over the country and foreign countries who come here to enjoy these events. But on race day, they're all equals, except maybe they pull for a different driver, but they all are loving the event. They're loving NASCAR racing, and they've got that common bond. And it's really one of the best parts of my job to look out in that grandstand and see people with big smiles on their faces. The sun's out. The cars are going around the track. That's the real payback to me for having this position and being able to do this job.
I love it. One of the greatest places ever to see a race, the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And who are you looking at? Who's looking good for you right now?
Well, you know, it's early in the season, so everybody's going to win every race and win the championship and et cetera, et cetera. And then we start the season, and all of a sudden that doesn't happen. But I think, you know, the guys that typically run well, the Hendrick Motorsports guys, Jimmy Johnson's going for his third consecutive win in this race. I think he'll be tough. Dale Jr., Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s back. Chase Elliott wants to win his first race here in Georgia. And, you know, his dad won so many here and has so many fans. He's feeling a little pressure, but he's got two chances to do it over the weekend. I look at all those guys, but you just never know who might put it all together. We're running this race a little different this year. We've got two stages early in the race to pay points. It's a little bit different, and it's going to take a lot of strategy. You know, this is the last race on this track surface after 21 years. After this event, we're going to repave. A lot of the most historic moments in NASCAR history have happened on this surface, and a lot of these guys want to be the person that puts the period at the end of that sentence and win the last race and close the historical period of this asphalt surface out. So another emphasis for people to come here and run well and try to win. I've had several of them tell me, look, I want that trophy. I want to be the last guy to win on this surface. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of racing, a lot of fun. Who knows, Katie, when it's all said and done, we'll say we've had a great time and welcoming spring into Georgia here the best way I know to do it, and that's with some good old NASCAR racing.
Absolutely. And Ed, I always love talking to you, and I'm excited to be there a week after this coming weekend. So March 3rd through 5th, and you can find out all the details that you need, even though Ed just gave you a bunch of them, at atlantamotorspeedway.com. Great website to find out and navigate exactly how you want to for the big race weekend. So, Ed, thanks so much for your time, and I can't wait to see you.
Look forward to it, Katie. It's kind of like the circus coming to town for us. We can't wait for the race cars to show up. We don't have elephants, but we've got race cars, but it's an exciting time.